Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Schocke. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bob Schocke. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. And now, play ball. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt takes first base on ball four. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Witt moves to third. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Witt scores. One out. It's 1-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Musel moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Schock and he is out, Mulligan applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pipp moves to second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Pipp moves to third. Ward moves to second. One out. Bob Schocke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schocke strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is called out on strikes. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk takes first base on ball four. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dugan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Musel moves to second. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pipp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schalke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalke is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dugan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shockey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strunk for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to third for the out. Shang moves to second. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musel, who is chasing the ball. Mulligan reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulligan scores. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Strunk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musel, who is chasing the ball. Strunk reaches third base with a triple. Collins scores. Hooper goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Schottky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schottky is 0 for 2 in the game. Schottky strikes out. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Witt hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 2 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schottky fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a pop-up towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shang for the out. Ruth moves to second. 2 outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pipp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Pip moves to third. Elmer Smith pinch hits for Everett Scott. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Home run Baker pinch hits for Bob Schottky. Dixie Leverett now pitching. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike McNally now playing shortstop. George Murray now pitching. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Mulligan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNally scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leverett fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.